Yes, we'll pick things up. Wendy Thompson is the program co-chair, and she's also the director of the School of Social Work at McGill University, and she's been deeply involved in what has been happening today with the four groups. So Wendy will just give you a bit of an overview of what happened and what the challenge was. And she has no voice.
That's the good news. I'm sure at this point in the evening you'll be pleased to know that whatever voice I started out with today seems to have disappeared. So that will speed things up a bit. I just wanted really to, I'm the sort of policy partner in this collaboration that Laura Tsube has configured with business. I don't just, social hobby, policy isn't my hobby while I'm trying to make money. It's like what I do. So I thought, you know, I should at least raise my hand as part of this partnership. Some of us do social policy as a business. We like it to be business-like, and we recognize increasingly that we cannot do it alone. I mean, you know, government's pockets may seem big if you're outside of it, but if you ever get elected to be prime minister, the first thing the civil service, of which I was a member, will tell you is that there's no money. You thought you worked all that time to get elected and that this was your big chance of power, and they'll tell you it's all spent. Usually it is. So although, you know, it seems like there's a lot of money, it takes quite a lot of effort to release it from the things maybe it shouldn't be any longer spent on and invested in the things that it maybe should be. And increasingly, I think people recognize in government that it can't do it alone, not just for fiscal reasons, but because really our ability in government, I can still see my pronouns are still located there. It's too long a habit to get out of. You know, most of the really big social issues that we're facing are about changing people's attitudes and behaviors. You can't make people equal. I mean, we have tried. And we've, you know, we've shifted through the tax and benefit system a little bit. And we can do some other things. I'll talk to more about some of the things we have been good at. But there's no doubt if we really want to make a difference on something like health or the environment, then we are going to have to enlist the market, and we're certainly going to have to enlist individuals, families, and the market has actually proven better to engage those people than the government, despite our many pamphlets. So this is, you know, a collaboration that I think is really an exciting and dynamic one, and one that I can see much advantage to right across the spectrum. So that's all I'm going to say about why I'm involved in this, and say that's, I think, you know, the social policy piece. I'll shock you, I hope, a little more tomorrow. I hope my voice comes back. Tonight, you want to go to bed. I know that, so do I, with a voice like this. But we've had an incredible amount of dynamic and energetic, exciting work being done in the convergence workshops today. All I'll say about them by way of introduction, really, is that they were, this is part of, as Laurette has said, a three-year program. It's very hard to get your hands around social determinants of health. I tell you, even in a, I mean, I was in a government in the UK which said we were going to reduce health inequality by, Michael remembers, some ridiculous, well, some very ambitious amount within our lifetime. And so it's quite tricky. So the social, you know, conditions are hard to get a handle on. So the way we've tried to break them up into more bite-sized pieces today is by looking at food security, financing systems, health in the workplace, and sustainable places, mainly cities. Because actually, although you can demonstrate health inequalities on a chart, they happen where people are, where people work, the cities they live in, you know, in their day-to-day experiences of, you know, in the marketplace. So that's why we've organized it in the four workshops. Many of these panels met today for the first time. Some represented an ongoing collaboration. But what each, it feels like a bit like this is a mission impossible that we're going to be handing over to these four individuals who may have volunteered or may have not volunteered, is that they are going to be asked in a ridiculously short period of time to identify, like maybe 5 minutes, you know, what the major, not a report to the plenary of all their smart ideas from today, but really just pinpointing the strategic business and social opportunities, the three most important ones that they felt were crystallized in the discussion today. It's no small charge. I don't know if the tape, we don't have tapes anymore, so they can't burn. Maybe, I don't know what happens to DVDs, but that's their mission, and I'm going to hand over to Peter to introduce each of the individuals. I will say something only very briefly at the end of these four presentations, but this is really to inform the next 2 days. So if you feel some burning need to say something, we're not going to give you a chance tonight. Write it down, think about it, hope it energizes you for tomorrow to get up 8 a.m. and come. So this is setting the scene for the next few days, I'm sure they'll do a great job at doing that.
And don't they look happy to have volunteered or been volunteered for this task? This is a challenge for them, but I think Wendy put it perfectly. This is just to set things up for tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.